Now is the time for high school seniors to be looking ahead towards college funding. Thomas More Prep Marion School Counselor David Zachman talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We've got something we want to talk about. I know it's really early in the year, and the kids are probably at this point just kind of getting into their regular routine. But for those seniors, it's time to start thinking about next year. You want to tell us a little bit about what they could be doing right now to get prepared for their college career?
Oh, absolutely. This is a great time of year for juniors and seniors to be doing college visits. Most of the colleges are allowing campus visits. Some representatives are not coming out to the high schools, though. They're doing virtual or Zoom visits. The other thing they need to be doing is the October 1st is the opening of the FAFSA window. That's the free application for federal student aid, and that's how students apply for federal grants and loans.
Now, that's one of those things that everybody, even if you don't think you're going to use it, you should fill out those forms, right?
Actually, it's not that difficult. You can have the whole thing done in 30 minutes, and then you know for sure whether you qualify and what you qualify for. So, yeah, I encourage everyone to do it at least that first year so you can find out where you're at.
And can you want to talk a little bit about what they'll kind of get back from filling out those forms? Give us a little details there.
Oh, sure. Well, first, in order to fill out the forms, both the student and one parent need something called an FSA ID, a federal student aid ID. And they can sign up for the FSA ID now. They don't have to wait until October. That way, if they want to start working on it in October, they can log in and create that account immediately. So the FSA ID is something that they need to do first because they can't go on with the FAFSA without it. In order to do the FSA ID, they need to have some things like a Social Security number. Be sure you use your legal name. That's another big issue. And then they use the 2019 tax returns. That's something that changed a couple of years ago, but it sure makes it easier because before that, people had to wait for this year's past tax return to get done. And that usually didn't happen until March or April. So that was a real hassle. But I think that was a wise move by the federal government to let them use the previous years. That makes things easier because almost everyone has their returns done by this time of year. So those are the main things that you need to get started.
Okay. Is there a benefit to students and parents to get this thing done early, or is it kind of just make sure you get it done in that window where they're taking those applications?
Anytime after October 1st is recommended, but some of the schools that you may be more familiar with, like Fort Hays, K-State, KU, and Wichita State, those all have a priority deadline for the FAFSA of December 1st. So it gives you October and November to do that, and it is just a priority deadline. Students can turn it in after that, but there are some colleges that have specific pools of money that when those run out, they run out. And that's what the priority deadline does. It tries to get students to get those done early so they can get any money that they qualify for.
Okay.
So it's to your advantage.
Excellent. Now, you hit on this a little bit before, but you want to talk a little bit about the differences in these kind of funds? You know, like what's the difference between a work study and a loan and a grant? Because there are different funding sources available.
Absolutely. That's a great question. Grants are the one everybody wants because they're free money. The government is giving grants to students who show they have the most financial need. And about 40% of the students will get some form of grant. Loans are much more common. More students get loans, but of course you have to pay those back. And those are either subsidized or unsubsidized. Just like a agricultural commodity can be subsidized by the government, a loan can be subsidized by the government. And a subsidized loan means you don't start paying interest on that until after you've completed school. So that's a good deal. You're not accruing interest while you're in school for 4 or 5 years. Unsubsidized loans start accruing interest immediately. when the student takes that loan out. So those are a little more expensive to have, but sometimes you need those to pay the bills. And then finally, there's work-study, which is nice. It gives students a little spending money. It's usually not a lot, maybe 10 hours a week on a campus job. You might be working in the library or the lunchroom or cleaning, whatever it might be. But that's basically a minimum wage job that you can get through your financial aid. And then finally, the one probably most people know the most about are scholarships. So,
yeah, and everybody loves those because that's, I mean, kind of like the grants, that's free money, right?
Absolutely.
As long as you're keeping up with whatever the requirements are.
Sure. And the scholarships, most students get scholarships from their community where they live and from the college they attend. So, you know, there are lots and lots and lots of scholarships, but the farther away you get from home, the more competitive those are. National scholarships are just that. You're competing with kids all over the United States. So those are much harder to get. Ones locally, it's a smaller pool that you're competing with.
And isn't a really good resource, you know, for the folks that are listening for those scholarship applications, the school counselors, people like you, right?
Absolutely. I encourage students to look at two places. Number one, I encourage them to do a online scholarship search, just because there are hundreds of thousands of scholarships, and I don't know about all of them. But those scholarship searches can help. You know, we have the internet and we have technology, so you might as well use that. I encourage students, if they're going to do an online scholarship search, to create a specific scholarship email, because they're going to start sending you emails about scholarships they think might fit you, and those will bomb your email if you're not careful and can really make it difficult to keep up with things. So you use a dedicated email for that. And then the other place to look for scholarships is, of course, with your school counselor, because we know what's available locally and can help direct you and help you with what you need with those.
And when you're applying for scholarships, you know, I don't know, it's been many, many years since I've done it now, but I remember some of the advice that I got as I was getting ready to prepare for that. Apply. If you think there's even a remote chance you might get it, go ahead and apply, right? Because it should be free. And you never know. Maybe you're the only one that applies for it. It might not be an exact fit for what you're thinking, but hey, if you can win it, all the better, right?
That's right. You know, with scholarships have different criteria, and a lot of scholarships, especially a little closer to home, will say priority goes to a student that is this major or a student who is going to go to this college. Those kinds of things. A priority just means that's who they're looking for, but if they don't get that person, they'll probably still give the scholarship out. So even though it says the priority goes to, those are still worth a chance if you meet the other criteria. So, and of course, the scholarship should be free, just like financial applications of for financial aid. Those should be free too. So there's still some scammers out there. You know, we hear about scams all the time for a variety of things. Well, there are people that will scam you for scholarships too. So if they want your credit card number so you can apply for a scholarship, don't do it. That's a bad idea.
Okay, good advice. We're quickly running out of time, but there's one more thing I think we wanted to hit on, and that's if you want to learn more about financial aid or FAFSA, what are some resources to go towards?
Well, in addition to me, I work with financial aid every year, but I'm not an expert at it like the people at a college would be. So I think the financial aid office at Fort Hays State University, they've been very gracious and wonderful about providing resources. Actually, if you just Google Fort Hays State University financial aid presentations, it'll come up with a link to a PowerPoint, a PDF, a YouTube video that one of their financial aid people has done that kind of explains how financial aid works and the basics of the FAFSA. So, and of course, they've also said, you know, if you have questions, just call us. Or you can call the college that you hope to attend. So all good places. Don't be shy about asking questions. Most seniors have not been through this kind of thing before, their family, so you just need to ask questions and get some help.